Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 625 and today I'm going a little bit of subtle art of Mark Manson. I remember reading his first article, which I'm sure is still live, that I read anyway, which was, yeah, subtle art of not giving a fuck. It was an article of the book, and I think my book was, I'm looking at my bookcase right now, was lent out, so I actually think it never returned. Oh, well, hopefully it's been read. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, it's quite a good read. He does it very Mark Manson-y, and I think he does that really, really well. But the reason why I am talking about old mate Mark today is because of a lovely post he put up, how long ago now? September. And he simply proposes this thought for us. The question most people never consider is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? These questions seem to be the great determinants of how our life turns out. I think one thing that Mark does really, really well is he glorifies the things that are normally seen as negative or dark. He does really well in turning what is taboo, what is negative, into this beautiful poetic thought that allows us to shift the paradigm that we may call our reality. And in doing so, we get to question not necessarily how do I make life easier, but rather how do I enjoy something enough to endure the difficult moments of life. And this is like when we realize that everything in life is hard. And I really believe we're living in the good old days right now. You know, COVID's been very interesting and difficult times for many people. Could you imagine COVID 100 years ago? Could you imagine that? I mean, obviously there was plagues and all sorts of things. I'm aware of that. Spanish flu, which didn't come from Spain apparently. They were just neutral at the time. But all of that, like, even all that stuff considered, we're living in fantastic times. I flick a switch and electricity comes on. Like this, I mean, I could go on and on and on about it, but these times are amazing, right? And so it's easy to think, how do I keep making this more comfortable? How do I keep making this easier? How do I keep making this more efficient? And these questions are decent questions. But if we're going to ask these questions, it's just as crucial as we ask the questions such as, what is the hard I'm willing to live with? What is the hard I'm willing to endure in order to sharpen my character to be able to deal with whatever may come up throughout my life? Because one of the worst things that can happen to us is we don't face any adversity. That is one of the biggest adversities. Because what happens is that when it actually does show its face, and it will, we start to collapse. We start to not know how to deal with this. But this small little, it's like a weight, right? We don't go into the gym and try and deadlift 200 kilos. We learn the technique and then we challenge ourselves and there's failure. There's all this sort of stuff. All right, and when we challenge ourselves, it's just a little bit. It's like a little bit of weight. What's going to stretch us, not what's going to break us. The difficulty, though, is that if we never get those little setbacks and heartbreaks and all of this throughout our youth, it's really challenging to do it in our adulthood. We can still go through that, but it's taking this recipe that we call our life and deciding what the fuck we cook with it, rather than just being heaped with a lump of shit. And so when we do that, we not only own the difficulties of our life, but we also own how we choose to interact with our life from there on in. And when we own as much as we can about our life, we start to become invincible in the way where no longer do people have a say on our self-esteem. No longer do people have a say on whether we're worth something or not. No, even when it comes to financial things or a workplace or a spouse, when we start to own our own self and learn what that is and show up and not reject the so-called negative parts of us, but actually integrate it, accept it and integrate, that's when we actually start to perform. So when we start to move forward and really fucking show up and enjoy life for living sake. And in doing so, you could still be on a friggin' jet ski. It doesn't mean that. It means that you don't need the jet ski or whatever it may be in order to feel fulfilled, because it's more often than not, it's only fleeting anyway. It's conditional self-esteem, conditional self-worth, and so forth. It's things that I will continually talk to, because there is a myriad of people out there still walking and dealing with people as if they're trying to please their parents, right? Still trying to get the approval. And a question worth asking is, which parent did you seek love from the most? Because that will tell a lot about what people do with their day-to-day life. Not everything. It's not as simple as that. People aren't that simple. But it will tell a lot. And so we have an opportunity now to ask ourselves these questions for introspection, to be able to once again review it all from the space of objectivity and non-judgmental observation, so that we can then choose what we need to own in order to move forward, rather than be continually dragged back to the past by the shit that we know exists within us that we reject. Because when we reject it, think of it like, and I might have given this example recently, I don't remember. Think of it like the parts of you that you reject, the negative parts, the hard parts, right? The parts that you don't like. And if you're not sure, just look at what you don't like in other people. That'll be giving you a bit of an example. And so think of it like a classroom, and you've got a couple of naughty kids in that classroom, right? And they're the emotions, they're the traits that you don't like about yourself, right? It could be jealousy, it could be anxiety, it could be chewing your fingernails. I don't fucking care what it is. You know what it is. Now, these are troubled kids, and some days they're good, most days they're not. But as long as you keep rejecting them and ignoring them, they're going to keep playing up. You see, these kids, these traits and these emotions only start to really, let's say, fall in line and become a part of the whole when you integrate them. And not try and change them, not try and reject them, not try and do any of that, but actually try to understand them, get to know them intimately. All of a sudden, they stop playing up. Well, they might still show their face from time to time. It's not like they go away, but they stop having power over the whole classroom. And think about that for a moment. What part of you are rejecting that's hard to face? Because that's where your potential is. That's where your growth is. And that's what's holding you back. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com. If you'd like me to personally sign one for you, which I'd love, a little love note. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I would love to have a chat with you. But that's it for me. You know the deal. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you guys soon.